Welcome to At the Table, Christian Community for the Common Good, a podcast for folks curious about the church's call to be faithful neighbors in the places where they live and worship. I'm your host, Nicholas Tangen. Thanks for being here. Now, pull up a chair and let's talk about what's possible when neighbors come together at the table. Right, welcome. This is episode one of At the Table. This is exciting. I've been thinking about this podcast for a while, and it just seemed like the moment was right. So I'm happy to get started. This first episode will be a bit more of an introduction to the podcast and what I hope these conversations will look like. So it'll be a little shorter than I imagine our regular episodes will be. But we start somewhere. So before we get too far, St. Benedict says that anytime you want something to come to fruition, you should begin with prayer. So I'd like to invite us into just a moment of prayer. Holy One, you are creator and liberator and community builder. You've called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the end. Send your Holy Spirit to agitate and inspire conversation on this podcast and in the lives of its listeners. May we play a small part in drawing attention to your presence and activity in the communities where we live. In the name of our neighbor and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I want to start by introducing myself. My name is Nicholas Tangen. My spouse Kristen and I live in Northeast Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've lived here for about 12 years. Actually, day of recording today, it's actually our 12-year anniversary, which is pretty exciting. We got married on the day that the Metrodome collapsed, which is a pretty momentous day in the minds of Minnesotans. We had 16 inches of snow in just a couple of hours and made for a really eventful wedding. So yeah, we've lived in this great community for as long as we've been married, a little longer actually, and we absolutely love living here in Northeast. It's a community with a rich history, incredible neighbors, lots of diversity, great food, and all the breweries a person can need. Minneapolis is a city located on the ancestral homes of the Dakota people, and our indigenous neighbors continue to be an example of community connection and resilience here in the Twin Cities. I have been working in and alongside churches for about a decade, the last six explicitly doing community engagement and community organizing work. And I have to tell you, Minneapolis is full of incredible faith communities and church and community workers. I've had the honor to work alongside and to observe so many of these folks, some of whom I hope to have with us on this podcast. So it's been a real honor working alongside these people. I've worked on issue campaigns and political campaigns, done redevelopment work, and been a part of neighborhood associations, direct service, a whole bunch of neighborhood-focused work on behalf of the church. Currently, I'm the director of faith practices and neighboring practices at the Minneapolis Area Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. This work, it's a learning project, learning community project, helping congregations develop practices for being faithful neighbors. So lots of what I hope to talk about on this podcast relates to that work. But I do want to be clear, everything on this podcast is my thinking, my thoughts, my words. I don't represent the Minneapolis Area Synod on this podcast, so just to name that. I came to the church as an adult, and I think like a lot of converts, I benefited from some of that that zeal, that kind of new convert zeal that had me really wondering how this whole gospel thing was going to transform my life and make things new. And I have a natural curiosity, this hunger for community, this sense of belonging. And the church has really fostered that for me over the years, certainly imperfectly, but fostered that largely well. I'm a Lutheran. It was this Lutheran focus on God's action, God's grace, and this down-to-earth gospel that really took hold of me initially. But I'm also a Benedictine, an oblate, which some of my friends have described as a monk with benefits, which I think is a great great way to describe that. Really what it means is that I'm committed to living my life guided by the rule of Saint Benedict, with vows of humility and stability and conversion of heart. My hope is that we'll get a chance to talk more about monasticism and intentional Christian community on this podcast in the future. So that's a bit about me, but what about this podcast? What is this podcast about? What are we going to be talking about? The gospel in my mind is a world-changing phenomenon. God takes on flesh in Jesus, enters into the human condition and experience, and shatters the bonds of sin and death. And all that language we have for what God has done in Jesus, liberation, freedom, eternal life, the kingdom of God, all of it points to something new, something totally different than the world we experience on a daily basis. And I think over the course of my life following Jesus, I've been repeatedly asking myself where God is at work. Where am I seeing that liberation and that freedom, that something completely new? And like so many things, I've seen it in a variety of places, right? In worship, in the writing and thinking and preaching of leaders, in direct service and charity, and in movements for justice and direct action. But the places where I've seen God at work that have really connected and really captured my attention, have been in the neighborhood. They've been in the places where people live, and where they live together. And especially in those moments when neighbors find their way to connect and to relate and to create something together. Block parties and community meals, talking with city council people, playing with kids, raking and shoveling one another's yards and driveways. It's that deep connectedness of community, the connections that are built through small, sustained, and intentional acts of care and love that's really breathed the most energy into me over the years and into my own ministry. And as I've worked in congregations hoping to build those kinds of deep connections between churches and the communities where they gather, I've noticed how meaningful and impactful the small, simple practices of community are. You know, and even when we want to accomplish something big or solve a really big challenge, again and again, I found that unless we attend to the relationships and the interconnectedness of people, we keep running into the same patterns and habits that lead to the issues we want to address. Additionally, there's a whole bunch of research that we'll get into in future episodes as well that suggests our community ties are the primary, or at least one of the primary factors contributing to our long-term health, our sense of safety and security, the care and development of children, and our general life satisfaction. Where we live matters, but how we live with the people who live near us, that matters most. And I think churches are built for this. You know, we've all heard the same old story about church decline, and all experience the hyperactive hustling to regain relevance, whatever the hell that means. But I think the church is missing the moment, not because we aren't doing enough or because we don't, you know, have hipper music or a pastor with tattoos, but I think because we've often neglected or underestimated the small, simple practices of place-based community. In Luke's gospel, Jesus says that those who are faithful in little are also faithful in much. And this is absolutely the case for churches in this moment. You know, we've taken on a bunch of nonprofit culture, and we've convinced ourselves that we're organizations trying to solve problems rather than communities trying to build community. And so we professionalize and we programatize and we complicate everything. But I think, and this is what I've seen in my own work and my own experience, that when we do attend to those small, simple practices, we're often incredibly surprised by the sense of aliveness and the capacity for change that we encounter. And these are not complicated practices. That's the other piece that I think is some good news around this, right? These are things like prayer, listening, honest to God listening without agenda or ulterior motive. These are things I mentioned earlier, right? Block parties and house meetings, worship and silence, hospitality and humility. and lots and lots and lots of eating together. You know, one of the things that's always struck me as I read scripture is how often God shows up at the dinner table. You know, I mean, think about the messengers appearing to Abraham and Sarah before going on to Sodom and Gomorrah. Elijah and the widow who had nearly given up for lack of something to eat before Elijah shows up to miraculously put food on the table. The wedding at Cana, the anointing of Jesus' feet, the feeding of the multitudes, the dinner at the end of the road to Emmaus, and the Last Supper. There is something about people coming together at the table that has the possibility to open our eyes to God's presence in the face of one another, in the face of our neighbor. And so for me, the invitation I sense for the church is to ground ourselves in the communities and the neighborhoods where we gather for worship, to bring neighbors and community members together at the table, and to build the kind of connected community that can contribute long-term to the common good of a place. So that's what this podcast will focus on. My goal is to have some conversation with leaders and practitioners and just general wise human beings about churches and their unique invitation to be the neighbor in the communities where God has placed them. So we'll talk about the nature of community, about spiritual practices, community development and organizing, and a lot more, all with the aim of thinking together about ways for churches to reclaim relationality and place-based ministry in this moment. Our churches don't pop up in a community by accident, right? They're there for a reason, for a whole number of reasons. But above all, I'm convinced that our churches are where they are, in the neighborhoods and communities where they are, because God has called them to be church for the sake of our neighbor, for the sake of our neighborhood. And I hope the conversations that we have over the next several months will be meaningful and interesting and inspiring. And I hope that I learn a lot more about what God is up to in our communities. So this is just a brief introduction to the conversations we hope to have here on this podcast. God willing, I'll be releasing 2 episodes a month. And you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your other podcasts. Keep an eye out for updates either on my website or you can subscribe to my email newsletter as well. I'm excited for the conversations to come. I hope to hear from some listeners about your experience in place-based ministry and those small practices of community building. I hope that we can build something of a community here as well. So thanks for being with me, and we will talk soon. Thanks for listening to At the Table, Christian Community for the Common Good. If you've appreciated this conversation, be sure to subscribe to receive updates on new episodes and share this podcast with friends and colleagues. You can also keep up to date by visiting my website, nicholastangen.com. Thanks for listening, and peace be with you.